The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.
Do you want to go green and save energy, but don't know what to do first? It's time for Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. They'll set you straight on the road to keen, green, and energy lean. And now, here are your hosts, Andrea Rideout and Dan Lipinski.
Welcome to today's show. I'm Andrea Rideout, of course, and I've got Kevin Lefebvre with me in the studio today, and he is actually the sustainability coordinator for the City of Dallas. And we're going to be joined in a few minutes by our own Dan Lipinski. But before that, I wanted Kevin to have a chance to say hi to everybody and to introduce himself here at CNN, because this is kind of a new venue for us over here, Kevin. Now, you had been with us at our old station, but wanted to have a chance to say hi and see what you're doing down there at the City of Dallas. It seems like everywhere I go around Dallas, I see green this, green that. The City of Dallas is going green. What's going on?
Oh, we've got a lot going on. First of all, thanks, Andrea, for having me on, and congratulations on your move.
Well, thank you.
That's great news.
We're having a blast.
Oh, good. We are busily at work in the city trying to promote all things environmentally conscious. And a lot of folks think, well, you know, are we spending too much time on that? Are we spending enough time on that? We realize we're not going to change the world overnight, but the things that we can do can help the citizens with saving money, help save a little bit of you know, our environmental resources that we have, which are obviously in very precious state right now, especially in Texas summers when water gets a little bit, it gets so hot outside. People, you know, what is it? You don't know the value of the water until the well runs dry.
That's for sure.
And so we're trying to explain to people that it's not just saving the planet, it's saving money, saving resources, and helping to extend the resources that we have for future generations.
Well, and I think you guys are doing a fantastic job, and I'm really excited about what the City of Dallas is doing. I've seen, like I said, billboards out. I've seen the little kind of signs at the corners and things like that. And I think what it says to the people who are living in Dallas and the whole metroplex, really, and Dallas, and I include Fort Worth in this as well, is if this is important to the City of Dallas and the City of Fort Worth and the City of Plano and Garland, McKinney, wherever, it needs to be important to me.
Oh, absolutely. The message that we're trying to convey isn't that it's just a Dallas situation and a Dallas solution. This is our entire region. All of North Texas is impacted by the decisions that each and every one of us makes. Through the Green Dallas portal that we've set up, which is at the greendallas.net web address, we've got tips on there for how the citizens, as well as anybody else who wants to look on, can help save resources, save energy, save water, and conserve what we have right now.
Okay. Well, I think you're doing a good job. And I want to point out again, that website I think is fantastic. It's greendallas.net.
Right.
And you've got some great tips on there. And one of the things I want to mention is I know you guys have been really involved at the City of Dallas in events. And there is an event coming up at Elliott's Hardware. This is the Dallas store, which is on Maple Avenue. And the City of Dallas is going to be having their quarterly recycling roundup on Saturday, August 29th. So everybody kind of get ready for that. They're actually going to accept some things at that recycling roundup that normally are not accepted at all. For instance, televisions. That's a biggie. I mean, everybody's replacing their TVs right now.
Right, right. Electronics recycling has become a little bit of a hot topic. Obviously, you can watch any kind of news reports, and they talk about how some people are exporting these materials overseas. The City of Dallas, we work in partnership with other groups in our community to try and help reduce the amount of electronics waste that would actually end up in a landfill or overseas. And the recycling roundup is not just limited to citizens of the City of Dallas. It's anybody who wants to bring their materials down can come down to that recycling roundup and bring their electronics.
I didn't know that. So if you live in one of the suburbs, you can also come down to Elliott's Hardware. Well, what a fantastic deal. So again, that is Saturday, August 29th. That's at the Maple Avenue Elliott's Hardware store. And you can take televisions, electronics like video games, cell phones, stuff like that, tires, which I think is very interesting. Now, there's a limit on tires.
Right.
You can take three, right? That's what I had on my notes, and I thought that was kind of funny. Now, what if you had four? the kids along. And
we're
get
figuring
them to...
that at least one tire stayed good on the car, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
More details will be available on the Green Dallas website if your listeners want to go on there and check it out and see exactly what can and cannot be brought down.
Well, and I want to mention on the cannot side, you cannot take chemicals of any kind or paint.
Right.
Because paint is a biggie. How do you get rid of paint?
There is, Dallas County actually operates, it's called the Home Chemical Collection Center. It's over on Plano Road up in the northeast side of town.
Oh, okay.
Or actually the northeast side of the county as well. Citizens in all of Dallas County, each of the communities in Dallas pay to help run that facility.
That center.
And
So
they can bring their paint and hazardous chemicals there, pesticides, herbicides, things like that, which may either be beyond their expiration date or people may have just decided to switch to something a little bit greener and they don't know what to do with the rest of it. And rather than applying it in too high of a dose on their lawn to just finish out the rest of the bottle, they can bring it on up there to the Home Chemical Collection Center.
Fantastic. Kevin Lefebvre, thanks for being with us from the city of Dallas. And we're going to come back with more Energize Green right here on CNN 1190. So stay with us.
Thanks, Andrea.
Start your day with CNN 1190 AM Headline News with all the top news and business stories, plus Nancy Grace Live.
We just heard from Ricky Kleeman about people surrounding her.
Okay.
I'd like to finish.
And Showbiz Tonight. Stay informed and in tune with the world of news, business, sports, and entertainment with CNN 1190 Headline News.
Classic Super Roof, Roofs of Steel, has been in business since 1992. Don't allow the Texas weather to get the best of you. Protect your home with a metal roof and not like your granddad's. Get a Girard stone-coated steel roof that looks like thick cedar shakes or ceramic clay tiles. You can also have that Austin Hill Country look with their standing seam Mueller roofing panels. Call today or visit the website at superroof.com. There's a Super Roof near you, weathering the Texas storms.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
In small towns and big cities around the world, Habitat for Humanity volunteers gather. Hammers are raised, bricks are laid, and another family finds shelter in a home they help build. Habitat volunteers are changing lives for the better, and in the process, maybe even their own as well. Support the work in your community or wherever your heart leads you. Volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
Are you worried about your wealth? Do you have a plan to weather the storms of today's markets? Or do you simply feel lost in a sea of bad advice and missed opportunity? Hi, I'm Scott Maxwell, co-host of the Peaceful Wealth Radio Hour on CNN 1190 every Saturday from noon to 1 o'clock. Join Brent Everett and me today as we teach you the essential truths you must know to sleep soundly, achieve your goals, and live a life of peaceful wealth. The Peaceful Wealth Radio Hour, Saturdays at noon on CNN 1190, an oasis of truth on your journey to peaceful wealth.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome to today's show.
Hi, everybody. It's Saturday. I am enjoying this. Had a lovely weekend last weekend, actually, out there at the Texas Motor Speedway with a whole bunch of kids from all over the United States with their solar cars.
Well, how exciting, Dan. I am going to go visit them, sometime. I guess I'm going to have to wait till next year because it looks like I kind of missed
it. I am so proud of those kids, and I just wanted to say hello to them. They're listening to us from all over the country right now.
All over the country. Well, hello to all of you great participants in the Solar Challenge down here. It's been an incredible week, and lots of kids coming from all over the place. Had a great time here in the Texas heat.
Well, they just finished up yesterday, and I can't wait to find out who won. I haven't heard yet.
It's pretty exciting. Okay, we have a terrific hour coming up. You ready for all this?
Yes, I am.
Well, one of our very favorites, Ed Del Grande, is on.
Ed the Plumber,
and he's going to be talking about water savings and what Kohler's doing, and there's some neat new things going on around the country and some upcoming events that we're going to talk about a little bit. And then Adam Schlachter, remember him?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, the rainwater guy, more water. So this show is just all about water everywhere.
Oh, man. As a matter of fact, I've got a water topic coming up next month at a presentation where I'm working.
Well, how exciting. Very cool. Okay, so let's just dive right in. What do you think?
Oh.
Was that bad?
Oh, my golly. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing okay, but I'm trying to recover from that segue.
Sorry about that.
Dive in.
What's the temperature down in Texas right now?
It's been running like in the hundreds for several weeks.
Wow. So. Well, we're kind of jealous of that here in New England. It's been the rainiest and coldest summer just about on record, and it hasn't broken 80 since Memorial Day.
Oh, wow.
Well, my daughter's been up in Maine all summer, and she said it even rained on the 4th of July. They had a terrible storm on the 4th of July.
You know, I was apologizing to the kids from the team from Connecticut and saying, oh, my golly sakes, I'm sorry it's so hot down here, and they said they were loving it.
Well, usually around here we could say we have two seasons, winter and the 4th of July, and this year we can't even say that.
Well, we are sure glad to have you on the show and just tickled to death to be talking about water because this is such an important issue. Everybody around the country is really starting to focus on water conservation. I think it's just wonderful.
Well, yeah, and it's about time people started realizing, especially in areas where we are, where it's been rainy, people tend to forget that just because it rains doesn't mean you're going to have all that water for years and years to come. You have to conserve even when you have your wet weather. So like they say, save it up for a rainy day.
Well, that's exactly right, because as we all know, only about 1% of the water on the planet is actually usable for drinking water.
Yep, and not only that, we're not making any new water, so the more water that we waste and it goes away, it's kind of tough to recoup. And I just got back, I had the pleasure of working down in Atlanta for a while, and they went through a serious drought, and right now Atlanta has really become very water conscious, and now that the levels are back up in the reservoir, people are still understanding the message and they're continuing to conserve, so that was good news.
Oh, yes, goodness. It's very good news.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about water conservation. I know you work a lot with the Kohler folks, and they have been one of the leaders in the industry, of course, in making water-saving toilets and just all types of water-saving faucets, showerheads, things like that. As you're out and about, Ed, and you are a genuine plumber as well, and in addition, of course, to being a television host and an author and just an amazing fella, what sort of things do you see around the typical home that are really wasting water?
Well, just about everything can waste water. A matter of fact, we'd like to put the message across that saving water is as easy as 1, 2, 3, and the three basic water wasters in the house are number one, the faucets, so you can change the aerators to the low-flow aerators, and that'll pick up 30% savings for your faucet. Then you could also go into the high-performance, low-flow shower heads, and they're kind of cool, Andrea, because the high-performance ones still give you the good, strong shower. They've been redesigned, but you'll pick up some water there, so that's number two. And number three, the biggest water waster in the house is the toilet. If you're still using 3.5-gallon flush toilets, you got to get rid of them because you could pick up another 14,000 to 15,000 gallons of water saved per year by switching to the high-efficiency toilets nowadays.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, Ed, I know that when we installed our first set of low-flow shower heads around our home, the complaint was, gee, there was almost no water, they couldn't get really clean or anything else. What have we got out today?
Well, see, you're absolutely right, and this is what's really cool, and this is why I like spreading this message. I like to say it's not your grandfather's toilets anymore, your grandfather's shower heads. Companies like Kohler have really redesigned these things from the bottom up, so you do get that strong shower we all want, and you do get that strong flushing toilet. So basically what we're telling you is don't change your lifestyle. Take that nice hot shower with a lot of strength in it, get that toilet that'll give you the good flush. All we say is change your fixtures, and because of the re-engineering, you'll pick up your water savings.
Well, is a shower head something that the average homeowner can replace?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm a master plumber, and I know this will take work away from plumbers, but they won't mind either because it's getting to a point now where if a plumber can't stay at the house for 2 or 3 hours, it's really not worth it because the price we have to get nowadays is so high. So to change your shower head, a plumber could charge, oh, maybe $100, $150 just to break even, but a homeowner can usually do it themselves in 20 minutes, and basically, you don't even have to turn the water on and off in your house. You just shut off your shower valve, you unscrew it, and tighten it back on, and I could give you step-by-step instructions right at a website called SaveWaterAmerica.com.
SaveWaterAmerica.com, and you've got instructions there for somebody that's all thumbs.
Yeah, I mean, I did a video. It's a complete video. We did it live to tape to show you how easy it is, and trust me on this. If you tune in that video on SaveWaterAmerica.com, in 5 minutes, you'll know how to change your shower head, and you can do it at your own house and start picking up all that great savings.
All right. Well, you also mentioned something else, you know, the water-saving toilets. I used to have one of those in a house that I had in, you know, up north, and ultimately, we ended up having to flush it 2 or 3 times to get everything clean. If you
okay,
get my...
you want to hear the dirty little secret that happened in this industry in the 1990s? Back in the early 90s when they changed the law, what happened is that they changed it too fast. They did not give the companies a chance to invent the new technology to give those strong flushes. And that really wasn't the company's fault. It usually takes a good 4 or 5 years to retool. But because the laws changed overnight, the first wave of low-flush toilets were basically the big-flush toilets with less water in the tank, and that was just a plan for disaster.
I'm here to
tell everybody, as a master plumber nowadays, companies like Kohler, they have completely redesigned and retooled, and these low-flow toilets actually flush stronger than the old-time toilets. So you're really going to have everything you want, a big-flushing toilet and water savings.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that we can do that are free in our houses that can stop water leakage.
My kind of fix.
Yeah, my kind of fix too, because you know what? Everybody's broke this year. And mm-hmm. I'm really kind of putting a little spin on that, a double spin, because things seem to be breaking in addition to everything being broke. You know, I was on the way to the studio today and I got a flat tire.
Oh, no.
So, you know, it's just like that. I mean, it's that kind of thing. And I know I can hear this rumble across the country. When times are tight, it's when everything yep. seems to break.
I have a lifetime warranty faucet in the kitchen that just started leaking.
Yeah, it's not a Kohler, though.
No, it isn't.
Okay, that's good to hear.
It's not a Kohler. Okay, so what are some freebies that we can do?
Oh, there's one thing that's really cool, and you won't even notice it. Let's say you don't have the money right now to change your shower head. The old shower heads were probably using about 3.5 to 4 gallons per minute for a shower. If you cut your shower time down by 1 minute, that's going to save you about 3 gallons per shower. And let's say you have about 5 or 6 people in the house, and during the week you're taking showers, hopefully 2 times a day maybe, or at least 1 time a day. You can pick up hundreds of gallons a week by just cutting your individual shower time by 1 minute, and that's not a big thing at all.
Well, and what about inserting a little, like a washer or something in your shower head?
Well, I wouldn't do that because now we're going to get back to what we were just discussing. Now you're going to get the, you know, a wimpy shower head. Shower heads work so good nowadays that they've been re-engineered. And things like putting a brick in your present toilet or putting water widgets in your shower, that's not going to solve the problem. You're just going to get frustrated more with it and end up using more water by flushing twice or staying longer in the shower.
That's a good point.
And that's one of the things that we've noticed is that people install some of these energy-saving and water-saving devices. They think, wow, I'm using less so I can stay here more. And they don't change your usage habits.
It's just about free. Take your bathroom faucets. At the end of every faucet in your bathroom or even your kitchen, it's a control called an aerator, which I know you guys are familiar with.
It's a little basket, like a little baskety thing.
Yeah, nice and easy coming out.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, now Andrea, how much do they cost?
I don't know.
About $5?
Yeah, a couple dollars.
Okay.
Yeah, so for a couple bucks, you could unscrew your present aerator, screw in the water-saving aerator, and if you could, you know, turn your fingers, you could do that job. And there you go. For a couple of bucks, you could pick up 30% on your water use.
Oh, and that's an excellent
tip. Or cut down 30% in this case.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You pick up an extra 30% savings, I should have said.
Absolutely. Well, and then also things like, you know, one of my favorite tips is just don't waste water for, say, running the water until it gets hot. I put a bucket under the water. I take that water out and water the plants, or that's what I use to water the dog, those kinds of things.
Yeah, and now this one obviously is not going to be free, but to let you know, if you do have a little bit in your budget, you could get the residential in-home recirculating water systems now that will keep hot water moving through your pipes, and then that way when you turn on your bathroom shower or your bathroom faucet, the hot water is almost instant coming out of that.
You're saving water, but is that costing you any energy?
Well, not really too much energy, because remember, you're heating the water heater anyway. And basically what it's doing is moving the water through the pipes very slowly. So it's not, yes, technically it will spend a little bit more, but the savings you get back is going to outweigh that.
Okay, so it's kind of a win-lose situation, but what you're gaining in the water is better than what you're losing in that small amount of energy it would take just for momentarily recirculating the water.
Absolutely, and the cool thing about it, too, is that they do make some that you don't have to worry about running all day long. They have systems called on-demand systems, and it's a little button underneath your sink or by your shower, and you only run that when you need it, so now you're even saving on the energy and still getting the hot water pumped to your shower faster.
Now we're up to win-win, and that I
yes,
like.
Yeah.
How difficult are they to install?
Well, now those, and this is where the plumbers love me, because I know when to draw the line. The shower head you could do yourself. A system like that, you do need a licensed plumber, and it is going to be a little expensive. By the time you're done, material and labor, you could be anywhere from $400 to $600. So it is kind of a higher-end system, but Andrew's idea with the bucket underneath, you water your plants and you don't spend any more money, so that's cool, too.
That costs about a dollar.
Yeah, for the bucket.
Right, exactly. You know, even though we're kind of coming to the end of the summer, let's talk a little bit about lawn watering. We haven't addressed that yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. You know, we were talking earlier, Dan and I, actually before we even got started today, about letting the sprinklers run and how people just let them go and they water the street, they water the sidewalks. You know, one of the things that we can do is just keep our eye on it. And if your neighbors have their sprinklers running, let them know.
But how do you know when they've had enough?
Well, you know what? I saw this happen. I had the pleasure of being in Austin, Texas a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, and beautiful city.
They are now, I think I heard they are at stage two, and they may go to stage three as far as the restrictions on the water. And you do have neighbors turning their own neighbors and friends in because they see them sneaking out at night watering the plants where they're not supposed to be.
Of course, we don't want to turn into the KGB here, you know.
And well, you know what, Andrea? This is a good point, but I want to let people know how serious this is. If we do start to run out of water, and in 5 or 10 years, there could be a dozen different cities around the country facing this, it's going to get into a battle over water. Forget battle over oil. This water is more important than we need it. And if we don't start saving now, it could get fights between neighbor versus neighbor.
Well, I agree. And I'll tell you what, let's talk a little bit more about this when we come back. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Energize Green. I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm Dan Lipinski.
That's right. And we're talking to Ed Del Grande, known as Ed the Plumber. We'll be right back.
CNN 1190 wants to hook you up. Log on to CNN1190.com and score yourself an adult ticket to Medieval Times for only $25. It's the CNN 1190 half price hookup, only at CNN1190.com. Half price hookups go fast, so log on now.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog. Woof!
What's that? Coco Vin. My husband's been making gourmet meals, drives the kids to school, does the laundry, and gives me a foot massage at night.
Really?
Till he finds a new job. He does everything now.
Has he tried DFWHelpWanted.com?
Huh?
Hundreds of great jobs, even in this economy. He can post his resume free. Oh, let's call him.
No!
No?
Tomorrow the kindergarten needs 3 dozen cupcakes, the dogs go to the vet, and he's making 3 cheese stuffed manicotti.
Tell him about DFWHelpWanted.com next week.
good idea. Yeah.
DFWHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There, people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, is back. Hi, I'm Pete Hironas, host of Race Talk, heard every Saturday right here on CNN 1190. NASCAR, NHRA, Indy Racing League, we cover it all right here Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. Also, we bring you up to speed on all the local racing action going on right here in the Metroplex. So for your motorsports fix, tune into Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, right here on CNN 1190 from 5 to 6 p.m. every Saturday. And remember, keep your racing on the track, not on the street.
You're listening to Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm Dan Lipinski.
And we're talking to Ed Del Grande.
Ed the plumber.
Ed the plumber. And Ed, I want to give you a little bit of a plug, of course, for your new book, Ed Del Grande's House Calls. I love that book.
Well, thanks, Andrew. I appreciate it. And don't be modest. I've been reading your book, too. And I really appreciate the fact that you let me write the foreword on that. I've been getting a lot of comments.
Well, you did a wonderful job, and I've really enjoyed it. I was talking to some little girls a couple of days ago. Couldn't have been like 7 to 9 years old. And they started singing. The book is called, for you listeners who don't know, it's called If I Had a Hammer. And they started singing, If I Had a Hammer. And I just thought it was so cute.
Peter Paul
and I remember that well. And that's how I always remember the title of the book, because of the songs you used to play before the interviews every time we talked on the radio.
That's right, when we had Ask Andrea. Well,
yep.
I want to talk a little bit about something that you and I spoke about on Ask Andrea a while back, and that is the Save Water America program with Kohler and Habitat for Humanity. Can you tell us a little bit about SaveWaterAmerica.com?
Yeah, this is really, I got to take my hats off to Kohler on this one. Instead of making it commercialized and going through their website, they really set up a website called SaveWaterAmerica.com, so it's not even with the Kohler name, and they have a place where people could come and just learn about saving water, and all you have to do is take a quiz. It's only a 2-minute quiz, and it's not hard questions. It just talks about your lifestyle, and everyone who takes that quiz and finds out how they could save water, $1 will be donated in product to Habitat for Humanity, and so far to date, I think they've donated over $500,000, so this is great.
Wow, that's amazing.
No, I was just on their website and confirmed it.
Yeah, that's absolutely incredible. SaveWaterAmerica.com. And it's kind of fun, actually. I did it. You go through a little quiz, and then you are actually linked up with water-saving tips in your area because you put your zip code in. And so we found out what was going on here in the Dallas area, and I had some friends up in Indiana, and they did the same thing in Indiana. So it's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, and they let you know right away how much water you're actually wasting. And the cool thing is it calculates your savings. So if you're thinking about changing the fixtures, instead of wondering if it's worth it to make the investment, take the quiz. You can find out your exact savings and then verse your water bill, and then you'll end up seeing if you could pay for the toilets and the fixtures in the first year or two, and that'll work out great for you.
Well, if you're going to walk through our house right now, what are some of the things that you would be looking for?
The first thing, and we always got to go back. I mean, I hate to end up always in the toilet, but the first thing that I have to look at is the toilet. Believe it or not, that is the biggest water waster in the house, because over... I think it's over 100 million people in this country, 100 million homes, still use the 3.5 gallon per flush toilets. And nowadays, the high efficiency toilets are only about 1.1 or 1.3 gallons per flush. And you're just wasting all that water for no reason.
So almost 2/3 less.
Yeah, and you know how Andrew had that great tip about putting a bucket in your shower and you could water the plants with it?
Uh-huh.
Well, unfortunately, with the toilet, once you flush it, that's off to the sewer treatment plant or your septic tank, and that water is not reclaimed. I mean, it goes back into the earth one way or the other, and maybe in 1 million or 2 million years will come back around purified as it filters through the earth. But in the short term, that water is gone, and you'll never see it again.
And more of your tax dollars to process it.
Yeah, that's another thing people don't realize. And being plumbers, we'd like to educate people on that, is your sewer bill relates to your water bill. That's how that's metered, because the sewer lines aren't metered in most cases, or just about any case. They go on the amount of water going into that house, and unless you can prove otherwise, that's what you're getting your sewer bill for, is the amount of water they say is going out, because if it has to go in, then it has to go out.
Well, and that's a good point. And you were saying, now you walk through the house and you look for the toilet leaking, which is a huge culprit. What's the second thing you typically find?
Well, the other thing, too, is not only the toilet leaking, but the size of the toilet.
Well, and the size, yeah. If it is that 3.5 gallon
flush toilet, you got to do something there. The other thing, too, and anyone could figure this out very easily, get like a 5 gallon bucket, put it underneath your shower head, turn it on and time it for a minute and see how high that bucket gets filled up. If that shower head is over 2.5 gallons a minute, so if the bucket's half full, you know you're wasting water, because that's the old-style shower head that has to be changed. And most codes, which is a law, states that you can't use those old heads anymore.
Well, and that's a good point. And quite honestly, I have to say, you know, when the Water Saver shower heads first came out, oh, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, they were dreadful. It was a trickle. They're not like that anymore. There are a lot of new technologies that actually blast the water through those shower heads, and it feels fantastic. I've tested several different ones, and they really work well. So, listeners, if you're thinking of getting a new shower head, look for one that is a Water Saver shower head. You'll be quite amazed, actually.
Yeah, they use a lot of new techniques. One of them is called jet raceways. And a jet raceway is almost like a pulsing action. Now, think about this. If it's a pulsing action, that means it's not running steady the whole time. So with these little micro pulses, that cuts down the water use, but your body never notices it's a broken stream, so it still feels like a strong shower, but you're using less water.
It's like a strobe light, except for water instead of light.
Hey, see, that's why I love talking with you, Andrea. You can get this plumbing mumbo jumbo and turn it into plain English.
Well, I tell you what, Ed, believe it or not, we're out of time.
Oh, my.
Can you imagine?
Not out of water, though, I hope.
Not out of water. But I want to mention again your book, Ed Del Grande's House Calls. Listeners, please check it out. It's available at Amazon and bookstores all around the country. SaveWaterAmerica.com. Go there, answer a couple of quick questions, and you can easily donate a dollar to Habitat for Humanity. And that comes out of Kohler.
Kohler donates it.
That's
right. Don't pay a penny.
That's right. So just for a couple of minutes of your time, it's an easy way to get some money into the pockets of Habitat for Humanity. That's right. I have too. And Ed, as always, we love having you on. Going to get you on again soon, okay?
Dan and Andrea, it's my pleasure. I'm here anytime. You got my cell phone number, so call up and we can talk about plumbing and water conservation anywhere.
You bet. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with some more great information for you, including how to collect rainwater to save water too.
On CNN 1190, it's Everything Internet with Ed Frazier and Lisa McKibben. The Internet is your gateway to success. Don't get lost in cyberspace. Join Ed and Lisa every Saturday from 1 to 2 as they show you the way to making a net profit with a net presence. Turn today's technology into tomorrow's success. Tune in to Everything Internet with Ed Frazier and Lisa McKibben. Saturday from 1 to 2 on CNN 1190.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99 cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
Hey folks, did you know you could save up to 20% on your electric bill with the Light Up Texas program?
No.
But we'd love to save 20%.
Then call Light Up Texas at 866-454-8387 24 hours a day or get an application at lightuptexas.org. That's LITEUP Texas.org.
Then what?
Well, the program is for low-income Texans, so the application asks for proof of income, like a pay stub or a W-2 form.
Did you get that, Willard?
Or you can get a letter from your employer confirming employment.
That'll work.
When do we start saving?
Your savings begin 30 days after your enrollment is accepted, so hurry. The program's available now through the hot summer months. And don't forget, you'll need to reapply every year.
Can you give us that info again?
Sure. Call toll-free 1-866-454-8387 or visit lightuptexas.org.
Did you get that, Willard?
Memorized it, dear.
A message from the Public Utility Commission of Texas.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But we can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. Adam Schlachter is our next guest, and he is with a company called Norseman Environmental Products. These folks are actually out of Canada, and they make all sorts of nifty plastic products to use for recycling.
I've got one.
Yeah, you did. You've got one of their rain collection barrels. Yes, testing it out.
I learned all about the things to do and not to do when you install a rain barrel.
Well, great. Well, we're going to talk about that with Adam. And Adam, that's one of the reasons why we love testing products is we learn so much when we do. And so it's been neat to have, I believe your product is called the Cistern?
Yes, it is.
The Cistern.
It's a play on words. It's S-Y-S-T-E-R-N, because you can connect more than one.
Well, I love it. And we're going to chat a little bit about the Cistern. But first, why don't we talk about rainwater collection in general? What do you think?
Sure. That sounds great.
Now, exactly. I know that in a lot of areas in the country, as a matter of fact, my little home out in the country, if you are using a certain amount of water, you actually pay more for the water as you use more water, which is totally contrary to the way that things seem, you know, seems like they ought to work. Do you find that a lot as you go around the country?
Yeah, actually we do. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that there are scarcity issues. And the more you pull out of the ground, the longer it takes for it to recharge. Even if you do have a lot of storms due to a lot of different issues. So a lot of municipalities and regional groups are actually putting in place, you know, surcharges on over certain amounts of water to sort of discourage people and encourage conservation.
I know at least in some municipalities, they also look at it and say, gee, if you're using that much water, then some of it is obviously going down the drain, or at least that's the way they look at it, and you also have an increased sewer bill.
Exactly.
So it's a sort of a double lose in that situation. Adam, I've got one of your rain barrels that I put in at the house, and you've got that interesting feature across the top where it allows you to, as you indicated, hook up more than one rain barrel. I wish I had earlier because we've got just the one. It's only 55 gallons, and that for us is not enough.
Yeah,
we needed more water.
Yeah, that's true, actually. The standard 1,000-square-foot roof with 1 inch of water can actually produce 600 gallons. So one rain barrel can be not quite enough for a typical house, but the Cistern is designed to easily hook together. It's also designed so that you can overflow it into a water feature on your lawn, or into if you have a landscape feature that requires a lot of water, you could set it up so that that overflow is directed into wherever you want it to go.
Can you kind of describe for everybody how a rain barrel actually works?
Sure. Typically, what you're going to need to do is decide how you're going to use the water, because what that's going to do is determine how high your rain barrel is going to need to be off the ground. The standard rain barrel has a spigot located somewhere in the bottom.
So it's kind of it's like a water faucet like you'd have on the outside of your house.
Exactly. And usually they're designed even so you can hook a hose up to them. And again, most of them are non-pressurized containers, so that's where height plays a factor in. The higher you have it, the more water pressure will actually build up because of gravity, and you actually may get some flow out of your barrel. But that's sort of difficult to do. But again, just figuring out how you're going to use it, either a hose, a container, a watering can, a bucket, that determines the height. And then all you really have to do is cut your drain pipe, your downspout, and reattach the elbow that comes off the bottom over the collection or the input area on your rain barrel.
Which is usually on the top most of the time. Yeah.
And in your case, it's screened in to keep the debris out.
And the bugs.
The debris and the bugs, yeah. Because typically the bugs that are going to cause West Nile virus, which was our main focus of our mosquito debris screen, are too big to go through that screen. You're still going to get the little gnats and the really tiny bugs, no-see-ums, that sort of eat you up while you're gardening, but not much you can do about them.
They live everywhere. I got a quick question. You said elevate it. What do you recommend using to elevate those? Those are heavy when they're full.
Yeah, they are. They weigh about 350 pounds. So you're definitely going to want to come up with something sturdy. What some people have done, depending on how your house is configured, they'll put them on their deck and have it so that the spigot is off the side of the deck, and that's an automatic height requirement. Again, you can use things like cinder blocks, platforms. There's a lot of different ways you can do it based on how your yard is set up and sort of the stuff you have around the house.
Let's talk a little bit about how much rain will a rain barrel hold, typically.
Sure. The ones that you can buy in the store or, you know, through Norseman, the cistern, are typically 55 gallons. That is the standard. And one of the main reasons that became the standard is when rain barrels first started being created and sold, oftentimes they were recycled 55-gallon drums.
Oh, okay.
These drums would come out of service. There'd be a plethora of them. Nobody knew what to do with them. And somebody got the idea of saying, hey, why don't we turn them into a rain barrel? And so that became sort of the standard so that the ones that are actually manufactured as a rain barrel that aren't a recycled 55-gallon drum are staying within that 55-gallon capacity because it's a good capacity for a household.
Okay, well, terrific. And if you know, as we're moving along and looking at getting more and more into rainwater collection, you mentioned something here where the typical roof will catch, say, from 600, and I've heard even up to 1,200 gallons in a normal rainstorm. Are there other products that we're going to be seeing come out? Like I've seen some of the underhouse bladders and so forth. What are some of the different things that you're seeing? We've got about 1 minute left maybe that you can address that in rainwater collection.
Sure. We're seeing, similar to what you were talking about, the water bladders, we're seeing the typical real cistern, the CISTERN version, which tend to be 1,200 to 1,500-gallon containers that will either sit next to your house, they can go underground, and some of them are even now being hooked up to filtration systems.
Okay, so you can actually drink the water.
Exactly. Yeah, the typical rain barrel, you do not want to
treat
it. It's non-potable water. Mm-hmm. The water you would not want to drink.
Sure. Water the grass or your garden or
exactly,
whatever.
Exactly. Right, clean your car.
Yeah,
but
sure.
These newer products, they're actually, some of them are installing filters. You're seeing that a lot more in a tropical climate, like in the islands areas, the Hawaii, Bahamas, mm-hmm. those types of areas, because they have actually drinking water issues as well as regular stormwater issues.
Okay, well, cool. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we take a break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit about some of the other things that you guys are doing at Norseman Environmental Products. I want to have a chance, though, real quickly, if you can mention your website, and listeners could be checking that out while we're on our break.
Sure. It's www.earthmachine.com. That's earthmachine.com. Or NorsemanPlastics.com.
Well, very good. We're going to take a break and we'll be back with more Energize Green. I'm Andrea Rideout and
Dan Lipinski.
All right, so stay with us. We're going to have some more energizing fun in just a moment.
Got a job, or at least a job you like? If not, log on to CNN1190.com and check out the virtual job fair. CNN 1190 is now your best source to finding a new career. Log on to CNN1190.com. Keyword job fair.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog. Woof!
Great. Now the record labels are going to Congress for a handout.
I know. And they want Congress to take the money from local radio stations.
Taking money out of our community and sending it to foreign-owned companies? I'm calling Congress, and you should too. Learn more at noperformancetax.org. Have you seen today's paper? I'm so tired of all these companies going to Congress for a handout.
I know what you mean, but this really takes the cake. The record labels now want a handout, and three of the four major labels are located overseas.
And they want Congress to take the money from local radio stations. You know, the only thing that keeps me sane during my 45-minute commute?
Yeah, the same stations that raise money for charities and hold food drives.
The labels actually want Congress to take money out of our community and send it to foreign-owned companies. That just doesn't make sense. I'm going to call our representative right now.
Record labels want Congress to charge local radio a performance tax to play their music. Call Congress at 202-224-3121 and tell your representative to oppose a performance tax on local radio. Learn more at noperformancetax.org. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Ugh, don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
On CNN 1190, it's Your Money, Your Retirement with Brian Tillotson. To trust someone with your money is to trust them with your future. Join Brian every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 as he will help transform your long-term financial goals and dreams into realities. Start planning your financial future today. Go to virtuswealth.com. That's V-I-R-T-U-S wealth.com. And be sure to tune into Your Money, Your Retirement with Brian Tillotson Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 on CNN 1190.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm Dan Lipinski.
And we're talking to Adam Schlachter from Norseman Plastics about some cool products that they make. One is called the Cistern. It's S-Y-S-T-E-R-N. It's a new rain barrel that's just come out on the market. And Dan has been testing that. And I have been playing around with this other product that they have called the Earth Machine. And it's actually a little composter. It's a kind of a plastic dome. And you put your compost residue either in the top or in a little door on the side. It's very easy to use. And so I've been kind of giving that a run for its money. And Adam's going to talk to us a little bit more about that. Adam, you know, this composting issue is so key. As a matter of fact, next week's show, we're going to be talking about composting even more. But how did you guys get involved with it at Norseman Plastics?
We've actually, the Earth Machine was the first product that Norseman ever came out with. And it came out about 20 years ago. And it was really to address at that time the landfill scare. Everyone thought, oh my goodness, our landfills are filling up really quickly. What can we do about this? And the first thought was, take out the organic scrap. There's no reason to be putting organic material into a landfill or through a waste-to-energy plant. It's not efficient. It's producing greenhouse gases. It takes a lot of energy to burn in a waste-to-energy plant. And if you put it back in the soil and let it compost, it actually makes your soil healthier.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, Dan, you and Lisa have a garden behind
your
house.
We have an organic garden.
Knockout.
But if somebody were to go out and buy this, how do they start composting? You go out and you buy one of your Earth Machines. What do you do next?
Well, composting is really easy. It's actually the every person's recycling. The more work you put into it, the better and faster your compost is, but you don't have to do anything. Composting is about balance. It's a balance of carbon and nitrogen, what we call our green waste or the nitrogen sources, and our brown waste are the carbon sources. And you basically layer your different sources of material, your carbons, your nitrogens, mix it up a little bit, keep it the consistency of a wet sponge, and in about 8 to 12 weeks, Mother Nature and all of her friends, the critters, the bugs, the worms, will do it all for you.
So these would be the organic things that would come out of your kitchen, for example.
Yeah, exactly. And up to and
apple peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, all that stuff.
But even more to that, and one of the nicer things, too, is it's your coffee filters. It's any of the paper products that were around your food. All of that stuff's compostable.
Well, you know, Dan, I went to visit a printing plant recently, and I learned found something that just in the last few years, almost all ink used in almost everything is now vegetable-based. And so you can put, you know, I thought, well, what, can you just put white paper in your compost heap? But as long as it's non-glossy, glossy inks still have, like, I guess, petroleum distillates or something in them, whatever makes them where you don't
want them. But the non-glossy, like newsprint?
Yeah, newsprint, just about anything you can put right in the composter, right, Adam?
Yeah, pretty much. What we try to tell people is if you're not sure of what it was, you can put it in your compost bin. Just don't put your compost on food, because if there's anything in there that's a petroleum-based product or a heavy metal-based color, you know, obviously you don't want to be eating that stuff. So it's not that you can't use the compost. If you make a mistake and put something in there, just don't put it on your food products.
Well, how much does it hold, and how long does it take to get something usable when you've started using it?
If you were to fill the Earth machine from bottom to top completely full, it holds 80 gallons, or about a half a cubic yard, which is basically the amount of waste a family of four will make in about 4 months.
Okay.
And the way the Earth machine is designed, it's pretty efficient. It keeps the material at the 140-degree optimal temperature for composting. And one of the things about composting is, again, the more work you put into it, the faster it'll come. So if you're really active in the process, you can get compost in 8 to 10 weeks. If you're not as active in the process, it takes anywhere up to 6 months in the climate that Dallas has or that most of the Southeast has. That changes, obviously, depending on where you are in the country. So the Northeast, it's about 3 to 4 months. Same thing with the Northwest. California, again, pretty similar to Texas climate-wise for the most part. You can get it pretty quickly.
Well, and I want to mention again, now your websites are earthmachine.com or norsemanplastics.com. And Cistern is the rain barrel and Earth Machine is the compost bin. We're testing them both out. We're going to be talking some more about them over the next few months. Adam, thanks a lot for being with us on Energize Green.
Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. And we're going to come back and talk about some upcoming events and some resources for everybody who wants to conserve water.
Start your day. CNN 1190 AM headline news with all the top news and business stories. Plus, Nancy Grace Live.
We just heard from Ricky Kleeman about people surrounding her.
Okay.
I'd like to finish.
And Showbiz Tonight. Stay informed and in tune with the world of news, business, sports, and entertainment with CNN 1190 headline news.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
Thousands of North Texans are hungry today. Children whose parents are struggling to keep them fed. Seniors whose medical bills wipe out their food budgets. Or working professionals swept up in the latest round of layoffs. These are tough times for North Texans, but you can help. A $1 donation to the North Texas Food Bank can feed 4 hungry people. Maybe even someone in your neighborhood. So help someone today. Go online and search North Texas Food Bank.
Classic Super Roof, Roofs of Steel, has been in business since 1992. Don't allow the Texas weather to get the best of you. Protect your home with a metal roof and not like your granddad's. Get a Girard stone-coated steel roof that looks like thick cedar shakes or ceramic clay tiles. You can also have that Austin Hill Country look with their standing seam Mueller roofing panels. Call today or visit the website at superroof.com. There's a super roof near you, weathering the Texas storms.
1 mile or 100, how far can you go?
The Hotter in Hell 100 in Wichita Falls.
The largest one-day bike ride in the world.
August 29th in Wichita Falls, Texas.
People from all over the world test themselves in the Texas heat.
Check it out. H8100.org.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
What a great hour, and just some very important material here about rainwater and water savings. I mean, Ed the Plumber is just incredible.
Water conservation in general nationwide. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things, no matter where you live, I think as Ed had pointed out earlier, New England has had one of the wettest springs and summers on record. And they're thinking, wow, why do I need to conserve water? Because it's not always going to be wet.
That's right.
It's going to be dry and sometimes hot.
Yeah, it's dry and hot. And here in our own state of Texas, I mean, there's some major issues with water and water shortages and people buying up the water tables around here. And that's going on in New Mexico and out throughout the West and Southwest. So it's really a big, big issue. And as Ed the Plumber mentioned earlier, we're going to be seeing some wars over water. And it's not that far in the future either.
Well, there already are people that are having disagreements. And, you know, just as long as you can conserve what you've got. And people say, well, what good can I do? It's kind of funny. You look at just you and me, and by ourselves, you don't see much. But if you go out.
Add it up, though.
As a presentation that I did, I had somebody say, well, why should I unplug my little phone charger? I said, it only consumes a watt. I said, but what happens if a million people do it?
That's right. That's
now
a million
it really
watts.
Adds up. Or
you
if
bet.
This case, if it's just a gallon, now it's suddenly a million gallons.
Well, and you were saying like your 55-gallon drum, it's not really even enough. You want more. You want more. And I think that's what happens is we get started on some of these conservation measures and we find out we want more. We want to do more. We want to collect more rainwater. We want to save more energy. That when I get my electric bill and I see a 10% drop, man, I want to go to 20%. And I think everybody's kind of in that same mode, and they're very, very motivated. There are some things coming up, and one event in particular I want to mention this week is if you want to get more involved in rainwater catchment, whether you want to do it just for yourself as a consumer, or maybe you want to get into the business, there's actually an organization just for you. It's called the American Rainwater Catchment Systems Association, and they've been around for about 15 years. They are getting ready to have their national conference. It's September 14th through 16th in Georgia. It's in Decatur, Georgia, and they're going to have some of the days open to the public. Some of their stuff will be only for people who are in the rainwater catchment business, but there are going to be some days where you can actually go and go to the conferences and so forth, visit the booths of the different people who are there. The website is arcsa.org. That's for American Rainwater Catchment Systems Association. And you can find out all about their conference, find out how to go. But it's right there in Decatur, Georgia. And again, the dates are September 14th through 16th.
I'd like to go.
Well, let's go. We'll get a Prius or one of the new Volkswagen Jetta diesels and drive out there. What do you think?
And you know what's best about radio? You can be incognito. You get to walk around and nobody knows who you are.
That's right. That's very true. And you know, there's some wonderful organizations, Dan, that on a national and international scale even are working to help conserve water. One of them I just actually found out about today. It's called H2O Conserve. Their website is h2oconserve.org. It is a fabulous website. I was looking around for some water-saving tips to talk about with Ed the Plumber, and I found this new site, and man, it is fabulous. They're in kind of a cooperative deal with Johns Hopkins University, and it is an absolute power-packed website. So if you're looking for water-saving tips, it's a great place to go.
There's more there. Actually, you can sit down and read it, and it'll keep you busy for an entire evening.
It will, absolutely. H2O, and that's the number two, h2oconserve.org. And then, Dan, one of the ones that you absolutely love, I know, is conservation.org. And, of course, these folks are absolutely amazing. They've got their fingers in just about everything when it comes to saving the planet. And this is Conservation International,
Conservation
of course.
International. They are a phenomenal organization,
yeah.
And they are all over the globe.
They are. And their website is also loaded with some fabulous water-saving tips. So do go. Check them out. We are going to be putting all these links, of course, on energizegreen.com. So go to Energize Green, click on water, and you will find out all about what's going on all around the planet. We'll be back next week. We're going to have a great show with organic gardening specialist Deb Tolman and more rainwater collection. So come and visit. We'll be there.
See you next Saturday.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.